The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Welcome to our show.
Welcome to Being Here.
Being Here, yes.
Speaking of being here, today's show is Being a community leader.
And being a community leader does not require doing.
It doesn't require doing anything special. Right now, in this moment, you are the leader of your own personal community, and you currently happen to be listening to this show, and that's what activity it is that you're doing.
We hear somebody else doing something out there in our universe. I don't know what that is.
That may be our guest who's calling in shortly, being connected already. Let's tell you a little bit about how to get the most of this out of this show.
And how you get the most out of this show is by listening. Now, that seems really strange because, you know, listening, it doesn't seem like a very important activity.
It doesn't seem like you're leading anybody anywhere.
Right. It doesn't seem like it's going to get you anywhere. And it doesn't have to. It will, however, get you into the current moment of your life. And that's where transformation or enlightenment takes place. That's the carrot.
But
to get you to listen.
As you go, so goes your world, because
your
you're leading your community. So if you're not listening, if you're distracted, if you're upset, then your world is distracted and upset. If you're centered, then you can deal with everything in your environment and take care of everything in your environment.
So when we talk about listening, we talk about it in a very special way. It isn't that you're listening to hear what somebody's saying so you can answer them with a sharp and snappy answer. It's not that you are defending your point of view when they're expressing their point of view. It's about hearing another person's point of view as though it is accurate and true, and it is from their point of view. So there's nothing you need to disagree with, agree with, argue with, fight with. There's no answer that you have to what's being said. All you have to do is let what's being said in, and it requires you to unitask, and the unitask that you're doing is listening. How is that? You
like
that?
I like unitasking.
Yeah, and, you know, most of us are so busy thinking about what's being said that we don't hear what's being said. We run it through our filter of thought to see if it fits in what we believe to be true. So see if you can suspend your judgment system and listen non-preferentially, non-judgmentally, to hear what another person has to say.
I personally have many tasks on my desktop. It used to be desk, you know, your hard desk. Now it's the desktop of my computer. And what I have done for this show is I've minimized all those, so I can't read them, I can't see them. They're still there in the background. But I will get to them when I get to them. But for this show, I'm being here simply for this show because this moment
is all there is.
In case you are not familiar with our style,
we finish each other's sentences.
So we like to let you know that.
Up front.
We have a caller. Let's take her. Lynn-Ann, are you with us?
Hi. Yes, I'm here.
It sounds like you're in an active place. Where are you?
Where are you? Where are you calling in from?
I am calling in from Santiago, Chile. I had to go where there was the best service for the phone, so I'm in outside of a cafe here where I do a lot of work.
I'm so sorry to you. You're sitting outside a cafe in Santiago. In the summer, probably having, or it's spring there.
Spring, summer. Yeah, moving to summer.
Spring.
Right.
Yeah.
Probably having an espresso or a cappuccino or something like that.
Aww.
That's what I would be doing if I was outside a cafe in Santiago.
Yes. I had one a little bit ago, and it's very nice here, and I'm very blessed. It's so good to hear both of your voices. I haven't heard it in a while, just on the podcast on my iPad. But I love this topic that you guys are talking about today, and I feel like a community leader. In the work that I do, I'm a business coach, and I travel around the world doing that work. And so my question for you guys is around the care of myself and the compassion for myself. I take on a lot of responsibility, both for the team, like I have employees, and also for my clients. And I was just maybe asking a little bit about how I can sort of stay in the moment with myself as sort of the leader of my own community, taking care of me.
Well, in order to do that, you need to tell the truth.
Okay.
That you matter.
I like that.
In that you are your most important client.
I like that. Did you hear that?
That
yes. Lynn-Ann?
Yes, I heard that. I'm
if you don't take care of yourself.
You can't take care of your clients.
So in a way, it's like a circular reasoning, but if you look at it as if taking care of yourself is the prime importance for taking care of your clients, and because you, for instance, if somebody has a dead battery, their car has a dead battery, and you have jumper cables, and you have a car, and you connect your car to their car, then their battery
is going to take at least half of the juice out of your battery.
So if your battery is dead as a coach, then when your clients connect in to you,
you're going to deaden them rather than enliven them.
So it gives you an excuse to take care of yourself if you need to have an excuse.
And most of us do need to have an excuse to take care of ourselves.
We're so used to the internal dialogue that tells us that we
aren't doing enough. We got to do more.
And that we are important. We were speaking to some friends of ours today, and our friend has just come through having radiation therapy for a form of cancer she has, and she is in the healing process, and she's surprised that she's tired, and she's feeling driven to go to the gym and go back to work, and even though her body says don't do it, even though her
doctor
says
don't do it,
even though her doctor says don't do it. She's got an internal conversation
that pushes her. And you, my dear, have a similar conversation.
Yes, I am seeing that right now. I'm even hearing in my head sort of the conversation of, they don't know what it's like, and even kind of hurting myself with it, too.
Well, now, who is the they that don't know what it's like?
You two, Ariel and Shaya.
And we don't know what's like.
What is the
Well, I this is an internal conversation. It's like they don't know all of the things that I have to do and the commitments and the contracts. And
you're right. We don't know the details. You know, we don't know the details of what you have to do in your everyday life, but we do know the way your mind operates.
Yeah.
We're really experts at this. You know, between us, We've probably been leading seminars longer than most people are alive.
You know, the other thing, Lynette, is you are the person who's made those contracts. And if you have a mindset that drives you forward, you may tend to overcommit in the first place and then feel an internal pressure, and then it feeds on itself.
Yeah.
Lynette,
very,
our approach
yes,
is,
I see that, yeah.
Our approach is not psychological, it's anthropological. So we're not going to try to fix you or change you, but also we study the way cultures work, and the way cultures work is that you're born into them and you absorb those cultures and operate through them as though they are reality. And so you've learned to drive yourself to take on more than you can handle, because the people around you when you were growing up drove themselves.
Yeah,
the work ethic you have, you inherited. You know, my father worked 7 days a week till they closed the building on him on Sundays. So then
he worked
6 days
a week.
Because that was the drivenness of the culture. I have that same propensity. I have to manage it. You know, to slow down enough to relax into where I am. You need to slow down enough to be where you are rather than driven by your ideas of what you need to get done. And if you slow down enough, you'll get more done than if you're speedy.
I know.
Well, you may know, but I believe, even though I'm not around you, I believe you drive yourself as though driving yourself is going to make things better.
See, most of us have the idea that we'd like to be a community leader. But we also have the idea that we need to do things to accomplish that, rather than recognizing we already are a community leader and getting interested in how we operate to see what we see without judging what we see. Because with awareness, anything that's not serving you can fall away, provided you don't judge it. And anything that's working for you, you recognize it, and it makes it easier for you to operate that way as a habit.
I love that.
And, you know, I'm not a steady Facebook user. I come and I go. And when I come, I often see your posts on Facebook, which are really lovely and very inspirational. But from time to time, you additionally add an element of needing to do something extra aside from simply being yourself in order to inspire people. And you don't need to work so hard.
I'm starting to see that when I really get into the in a present moment of my life and I'm just being me, I have more of an impact on the people around me.
Absolutely.
Than I could even fathom of trying to do or create or, you know, project all of this energy. It's just by sitting and, you know, laughing and smiling and sometimes not even saying anything.
Yeah.
Well, you have an idea that is that you modeled yourself after. An idea of high energy, an idea of peppiness, an idea of you got cheerleader.
I just jumped up and down. You should have been here. It was very cool.
Yeah, I was being a cheerleader. That's how I was pulling for the word, and then I did it, and then I was it.
I practically saw your pom poms.
Yeah, well, yes, they were imaginary pom poms. So, but. You've got this idea that at some point you put together that a business consultant needs to be this way.
And then you add into that.
Well, here's the thing. then you don't be yourself. You be that ideal person who isn't an ideal person, but they seem to be when you were learning from them or when you saw them as the way you needed to be.
Yes.
And so your inner nature may be to be more present and still in yourself rather than over the top. But you still do over the top because you're trying to fulfill some idea you have of what a better you would be.
Which may also include still little vestiges of running away from those things you said you'd never be like. So, for instance, if most of us, when we're teenagers or younger, we identify one or the other of our parents as either embarrassing or stupid or wrong or ogres, and we say, I'll never be like that. And then as you get older and you come into your own as an adult and you start entering the world of an adult, all of the sudden it's hard to be yourself because you're trying so hard not to be like your mom or like your dad.
I'm still resisting my mom.
You're still resisting your mom. Well, that's half the people on the planet.
And that's half your genetics.
And that's half the people that you're going to interact with as a business consultant. Maybe more than half. Probably more than half. I bet you most of the people you interact with are women.
Yes, the majority.
So you've got one hand tied behind your back. Maybe it's time to let go of that way of relating and discover how to be you here, now, in this moment, and discover that you're enough exactly as you are.
Yes.
Well, we need to take a break. Can you come back with us after the break?
Of course.
All right, we'll be back shortly, everyone, so come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
That's right.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, The Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Cane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Cane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be the change. The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Cain. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
That's Simo. We not only finished, we Simo.
Next Monday, of course, we have Monday Night Alive in New York City, but on Tuesday, we have our special evening international call, Holidays Made Easy. So all of you in the international community, hope you will join us on the international call. Also, just for those of you who, like Lynn Ann, may be out traveling out and about, there are ways to keep yourself centered when you are away from the community. Of course, you're doing that right now by listening to the show. We also have the Premium Excellence Club, which is a subscription series where you not only get to listen to conversation, but you get to see a video of us having a conversation with someone each week. We also have special articles each month for our subscribers, as well as there's a question and answer. So you can write in questions and we will reply. You can find out more about that on our website.
TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Okay. Lynn-Ann, you still with us?
I am.
You know, you may want to celebrate all the ways that you're like your mom. You will discover what a great woman she is.
But that's not to get you to discover what a great woman she is.
That's
to get you to discover what a great woman you are.
Very cool. Very cool.
It is very cool.
Thank you so much, guys. That was amazing.
Thanks for calling in, and from Chile. How sweet is that?
That is so cool.
Looking forward to seeing you in Costa Rica in January.
Very excited for that. See you in Costa Rica.
Bye, baby.
See you in Costa Rica.
Okay.
Hey.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. We got another caller.
Yeah, we do.
Let's take them.
Sanjay, you with us?
Hey, yes, I'm here. How are you guys?
We're great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Terrific.
Thanks. Where are you today?
Yeah, where are you calling in from?
I'm not in Chile, but I do have some heat in my office down here on Rector Street in the financial district of New York City.
Okay.
Awesome.
Well, heat's a good thing.
Heat is a good thing.
What can we do for you?
Well, you know, I guess, you know, when I'm thinking about, and this is a terrific topic because you know, I think it hits near and dear to me. I've found myself frequently in situations where, you know, I'm in a position to lead, if you will, if you know how in a work environment, and in the context of how, you know, a job puts you in a leadership position or defines what leadership is in that type of role. But what I found often is that in some environments, and I think a lot of people might go through this, especially when you're entering the workforce early on or starting a new job, maybe you find that the culture that you're facing within a work environment might not be as open to new ways of thinking as others are, and oftentimes I think people find some dissatisfaction with their culture or the environment that they're in, and it tends to stymie their creativity or their productivity or their performance, and they tend to blame the area or the group that they're within or their management or the history behind that department or that company, and they say, well, maybe if I went somewhere else, things would be better, and I'd be a better person, and I'd have a better group of a better relationship with my colleagues and coworkers. And I just wanted to get, you know, an idea for how, you know, how much the culture of the in the environment in the workplace affects your ability to lead, if you will.
Well, I want to take a look at the idea of leader in kind of a strange way, Sanjay, because as you're talking about entering a workforce or entering a community, lots of times as you enter the community or anyone enters a community like a workforce, you're bringing your own culture with you. You bring your cultural download. You bring your history.
Your way of seeing.
And it's,
and interpreting.
And then most people are not willing to get interested and get engaged in whatever the culture is and flowing with inside the culture itself and fully blossoming in what it has to offer. Because once you say yes to how your boss likes to do things, for instance, they get really interested in listening to you, so that if you have ideas, they're absolutely going to want to listen to you because you're already winning inside the culture.
But if you are complaining to them about how they're doing it, they won't want to, you know, without taking on their culture, but in opposition to their culture, you will not be well received. See, if you're doing well at your job and if you're supporting what they're up to and they feel supported by you, then you become an ally. But if you're picking apart how they're being, even in your thoughts, they sense it, they feel it, and they'll resist anything that you have to offer, even if your offering is brilliant.
That's interesting. You know, I think, you know, for me personally, I think I've tended to approach things like, oh, well, you know, lots of times if I'm in a situation where I have a boss who I don't necessarily agree with their methods or the way of doing things, you know, I feel like, you know, intrinsically sometimes I have a rebel streak in me.
Yes.
Which could put me in a compromised situation and I think it's interesting to take that approach to say that really, if you say yes to even something that you want to object to or you take issue with, if you say yes to it, that you can actually find it, come full circle and make change and get to that type of culture that you're looking for.
I'll give you a perfect example of it, Sanjay. We work with a really talented, well, many talented people, but for this example, a talented designer, Fernanda, and when we put together brochures, she often has ideas and I have ideas. And my ideas are usually inferior to her ideas. That's just the
well, in the area of graphics.
Graphics. I mean, I have good input, but visually, in her creative sense, she is simply brilliant. But what happens is sometimes she'll present something with me or we'll be discussing the project, and I have a picture in my mind of something I want to see. And if she does not produce what I want to see, then I can never fully see what she comes up with because I have a vague idea that I'm comparing what she's come up with against. And it happened most frequently with a brochure she did for a course. Most recently for a course I did, led with a friend and colleague of ours, Susan Finch, called Speak Up. And I had an idea and she had an idea. And it was so important that she execute my idea fully. She really heard it and she did a great job with what I asked. But when I put it side by side with her idea was so creative, we went with it. And she did not do it begrudgingly as if she disagreed with my choice. When you say you have a rebel streak in you, it's a something you put together younger and generally in relationship to your dad.
That's for sure. This is the second time I'm hearing my dad come up last week.
well, you know, you see, here's the thing. Ariel and I are the perfect relationship. She's mom, I'm dad. And people relate to us like they relate to their mother or father. And you're getting better at it because I can speak with you more. But in the beginning, I couldn't speak with you at all.
See, our approach, we may not have said it at the beginning of the show, but it's not psychotherapeutic, it's not psychological, it's anthropological. So we go about our lives...
basically, non-judgmentally...
as scientists.
Yeah, and we're experiencing how we feel when we interact with other people and how they interact with us.
And if traditionally, like Lynn Ann was mentioning in the previous segment, traditionally, she's had issues with her mom. She used to really, really fight with her mom. Now there's just a little bit left. But to the degree that she was unwilling for her mom to be brilliant at anything, that really became a paintbrush that she painted over all women that she related to.
Including herself. See, if you are incomplete with your dad, well, you're a man. And so you're not going to allow you to be as great as you are if you're finding fault with him in your thoughts. But then with any boss, male boss that you have in the workplace...
or a woman who has male attributes...
that's like... right, like legs. then, you know, that's all it takes, you know. The mind is not terribly concerned. Discerning, that's the word I wanted.
Yeah.
Yes. So any incompletion that you have with a parent will affect your ability to be a truly great leader. See, when you're being yourself, you're a truly great leader. When you're living your life in response to or reaction to or in opposition to something, then your leadership qualities fall away because you're no longer congruent with your own life. You're now twisted by the resistance to what you said no to far earlier on in your life that you don't even recall.
Now, I don't know if you have read any of our books, but our most recent book, How to Have a Match Made in Heaven, A Transformational Approach to Dating, Relating, and Marriage, there's a really neat article or chapter called Ariel at a Crossroads. And it's a story about the time Shai and I were heading into New York City. It took us longer to get in there than we expected. We were leading a course that night. There had been an accident on the road. So we had a choice to either go check into the hotel, hope to have enough time for dinner, go lead the course, or go directly down to the course and check in later. And Shai had the idea to do it one way. I had the idea to do it another way. And so obviously... one or the other of us needed to let go of our idea or not, because if you hold on to your idea whilst executing the other person's idea, you're miserable, and you get busy proving that their idea was wrong and yours was superior in the first place. And it was a really, really neat experience, because in this particular case, we were coming out of the Lincoln Tunnel. If we went my way, we needed to turn right and go downtown. If we were going Shai's way, we needed to turn left and go uptown. So it really was a crossroads.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also a crossroads in me, where I let go of my idea and went about going uptown as if it were my idea in the first place, and I was the one to suggest it. With the intention of having it work.
Mm-hmm.
And most people never really let go of their stance.
They need to be right about their point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a feeling if you start just bringing awareness to, meaning a non-judgmental seeing, to all the ways you're still invested in being right, you will be more relaxed. You'll be instantaneously more successful, effective, productive, and satisfied.
So just to end the story, we went to the hotel. We checked in. We drove downtown. We got dinner, and we got to the workshop in plenty of time.
It was all perfect, but
Ariel acted as the co-pilot, like she'd say, oh, there's room on the right side. You get around this truck, you got an opening, get through.
Or yeah. Don't go there. If you get there, you're going to get stuck behind a parked car.
Uh-huh.
And so it was like I was leading rather than being his lesser.
We were cooperating.
You know, it's interesting when people think that if they're going to be the leader, it's a singular position rather than
hierarchically. Not that it can be a group effort.
A partnership.
A partnership
right.
to win.
Right.
Where it's win-win rather than win-lose, where you don't have to be right. The other person can be right about their point of view. And then if you allow them that, they don't have to be right either.
Uh-huh.
You know, we have a little more to talk about this in particular. Can you come back with us after the break?
We need to go to a break.
Sure, absolutely. We'll love this.
Most
excellent.
We'll be back shortly.
Yes, so come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shaya's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shaya Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shaya also invite you to attend their fun interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shaya's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes.
Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes, welcome back.
A great way to start the new year as being your own personal community leader is the course that we are leading in New York City called Transformation in the New Year.
It's January 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. People are coming in from all over the world. You are invited. And it actually has to do with what we were talking with Sanjay about in the last segment. You still with us?
I'm still here.
Perfect. Most of us are used to, particularly toward the end of the year and the beginning of the year, we get involved in making resolutions to be better us. And a transformational approach is about directing your attention into where you are rather than making resolutions to be something better in the future. And so when people hear the word leader, they're often thinking leaders at the apex, the top, and then there are followers. But in a transformational model, as Shia was saying, win-win, it's about partnership, where you're partnering your environment, you're partnering whoever you're with, you're partnering yourself.
I'm glad you got to yourself, because it has to do with yourself. If you're well in yourself, it's a lot easier to partner other people. But if you're anxious or upset or disturbed or in a state of anxiety or angst, then to partner somebody else becomes really challenging, because anything they say, your own self-doubt throws you into self-doubt, because you're not sure how it will turn out if you go along with what they want. So there's an almost automatic resistance to hearing another person's point of view, because it threatens you if you're feeling insecure in that moment. So what's critical is being well in yourself and slowing down enough to discover how to experience your life rather than think something off in the future is going to save you. In fact, you talked about that a bit, about changing jobs or changing locations, as if the circumstantial shift will create a well-being shift. It rarely, if ever, does. I mean, we once knew a man who was difficult, and he moved to Texas, and he was difficult there, and his life was difficult, and then he moved to Los Angeles, and he created the same legal problems that he had in New York, in Texas, and in Los Angeles. So he brought him with him wherever he went.
He created he recreated his community by his current model.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you said something about having a rebel streak?
Yeah.
A rebel streak on automatic means that you automatically have to do something outside the norm.
Right.
When you're here and you're centered, then that something that you might call a rebel streak under other circumstances
might be called ingenious
or creativity.
Right.
But one that's done in reaction to something doesn't lead you where you want to go, except for it usually has
drama.
A downside.
It's got to create trauma somewhere.
And when it's not in reaction, there's no downside to it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thank you very much for calling in today. We do appreciate it.
And as do I. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great rest of your day.
Yes, sir.
Same to you, guys.
Thanks.
Hi.
We have another caller. Let's take her, shall we?
Yes, we shall. Andrea, are you there?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Did I say it right?
Andrea. There's so many friends who are in the Andrea range. I always get this confusion with you.
I answer to any of the pronunciations on.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you're
then
not
keep it
out,
easy.
Then
we can't do it wrong.
That's right.
You can't do it wrong. Right either,
no.
though.
No.
What can we do for you today?
Well, it's been interesting listening to the conversation today. I am going on maternity leave, and I have an acupuncture clinic. And one of my concerns was, how do I take care of my patients while I'm gone? And it's been an incredible experience for me because the last couple of weeks, another acupuncturist who was looking to consolidate his two offices, which are just a little further in opposite directions from my office, into one office space, and he chose my office space. So I really kind of had to let go of, you know, being concerned about competition or, you know, that sort of thing. And when I did that, it's just been this incredible union where everything is just working itself out and getting taken care of.
That's great.
Yeah, and I just, you know, I feel like a lot of it has happened because of my connection with this community, mm-hmm. with you guys, and just allowing it to unfold the way it unfolds.
You know, it's funny. We think we have control over our lives and our life circumstances, and the reality is our life is an unfolding, and if we are a yes to it, everything works out brilliantly, and if we are a no to it, it doesn't always work out so good.
Yeah, and I like what you said earlier about it being a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's kind of what it feels like. It feels like it's more like I'm still bringing me, and he's bringing his brilliant side as well. And it's just partnering really, really nicely. And I see that happening in other areas, too, as I've, like, gone through this lesson. I have another opportunity in Delaware to explore working with natural birth and labor and postpartum health for women. And I also have the same opportunity in California. So I'm at the point where I'm not trying to place much, emphasis behind it or really pursue it. I feel like I'm just allowing it to unfold as it will. And it puts less pressure on me, too, as a
I like when you say that you're letting it unfold, Andrea, because obviously as your child is growing inside you, you can't control that. It's unfolding as it will. And unless you're going to somehow induce labor, the child is also going to come when it's ready and not a moment before.
Exactly.
And most of us get so involved with our inner dialogue about what we want, what we would prefer, where it's going, that we forget to put our attention out on our world.
Our world in the current moment, in where we are. We're off in a future that hasn't happened yet, doesn't exist. In fact, is a fantasy.
And
yes.
And where you can make a difference, a huge difference, is where you are. You can't make any difference in the future until you get to the future, but that's always shows up like in a moment of now, not in some future moment.
And you can't make any difference on where you were.
Because that's all gone by already, and you can't get back there.
Exactly. Yep.
You know, one thing I'm enjoying right now in talking with you, I can hear that your rhythm
has slowed down. That's great.
That you really sound like you're where you are. And as a using this theme of the show, as a community leader, anybody who's currently been listening to you is likely to have been able to slow down right along with you.
Cool.
Because yeah, I feel that way.
I was working on a patient. I have to change that model of wording it, because I don't really feel like I work on my patients. One thing I noticed when I was giving a treatment to a patient earlier today was it almost felt more like tapping into what their, like as a guide for their body to produce their own healing.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in the past, I've put my energy into how do I fix this?
Yes.
And
it's
you
the
really
difference
can.
Between doing and being you're talking about right now.
Yeah.
See, and when you are doing things to produce a result, you're less effective than when you're being there to allow the result to produce itself or the your patient to heal themselves.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you're listening when we were speaking with Sanjay, but it really, going back to this thing about partnering, it's like partnering with your patients, partnering with this moment.
I love that.
Yeah,
yeah.
So do I. I feel as though most people don't realize that this moment is their life.
And is their partner.
Yes, and is on their side.
And supporting them.
Exactly the words I was going to use.
That's beautiful.
Because, you know, sometimes something happens and then you say no to it.
You don't want it. You don't think it should go this way because it doesn't fit your agenda. It doesn't fit your plan. And so you resist it rather than realize that the universe just gave you a gift if you say yes.
Mm-hmm.
And saying yes doesn't mean that you roll over and become a doormat to the circumstances of your life. It's a here are the circumstances.
Here's a perfect example. Not too long ago, we were driving into New York City, and I looked ahead, and I saw the traffic slowing down dramatically. And it was at a place on the interstate that it shouldn't slow down at that time of day. And I was coming on an exit, and I made the choice in that moment to get off and go another route. And we went off. We went to a different route that paralleled the interstate. We went about 8 or 10 miles down the road and came out just past this accident that had I rolled over. You know, you can say yes to being stuck in a traffic jam, or you can say yes, This is a major accident up ahead. I can tell by where it's backed up to, and climb out, go around it, and come back on and get to where you have to get to on time.
Now, mind you, another example, different example. Shai and I were coming home one night from leading a Monday Night Alive in New York City. We were on a bridge. We were on the Pulaski Skyway, and ahead of us, there was an accident. And when you're on this bridge,
There's no getting off.
You're there. And it was really perfect. A friend of ours had given us a book she had enjoyed reading. I cracked open the book, and I started reading the book to Shai. I got a really long ways into it. It was about saying yes to what is rather than hating your life because the circumstances aren't currently in agreement with what you would prefer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, You're carrying a child now, and that's very interesting because you're going to, at some point, deliver this child, and it may not feel like you would prefer.
Right.
But the game is, Andrea, or Andrea, as you prefer, the game is to say yes and be there for what's going on rather than wish it be over.
You know, next month on our website, and for those people who get our Excellence Club we are, article of the month is called Delivery Ease. It's about, written by our friends Dave and Pam Stern about delivering their child. We will send you a copy of it early, Andrea, so that you can have a chance to see it in advance. And everybody else, if you want to receive it in your inbox, sign up for the Excellence Club at transformationmadeeasy.com before the end of the year, and it'll come to you in January.
Yeah, that's our email list.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Oh, yeah.
We're so happy you called in today, and we're really, it's so lovely being with you.
Yeah, really a pleasure.
Oh, thank you. Well, likewise, you guys have completely changed my world, and cannot thank you enough. So.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're looking forward this weekend to what's next. We're looking forward to seeing many of you on Monday, and for the rest of you, wishing you a great week, and we'll speak to you next week. And
come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.